Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you got the whale back. Oh, that's not a whale. That's a minnow. Billy Parnell, I ask Uncle Billy at your service. Just touching bases, trying to get somebody to change their mind or change their ways. You tell me which is best. Changing your mind, changing your ways. Especially if both of them is wrong. Now, that's hard to say about people, but that's exactly what we do. We condone mediocrity and wrongdoing because we want other people to have it better. Is that the right thing to do? I don't know. Since didn't anyone ask me that question, actually, but I did hear something similar to it on TV. But the question of the day is, why are we sitting around doing nothing so much to make ourselves feel so important, and like we're doing all we can to make changes, when in essence, I don't even think we're trying to make no change. I wrote on my blog today, I said, we're becoming so complacent. You know, we'll accept anything and forget the rough spots we hit just so we can say, oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. It's kind of hard to understand why you would go through the duration, though. Knowing that you're accepting mediocrity, knowing that, yeah, man, it's not going to help. Nothing I'm doing going to help. Really, I'm not doing nothing. That's what you be saying to yourself. I'm not doing nothing. But you ain't doing nothing to help either. You're not doing nothing to hurt it. But you sure not doing nothing to help. And that's the big problem. You ain't doing nothing. Do something, even if it's wrong. Golly. Because if you stay the same, that means your grandkids and your great-grandkids and everybody else going to be sorry and no good. So, to kind of continue the conversation I was having about growing up in Bundtown, if you think about it, doing nothing is just like screwing it all up. You know, that's worse than the guy, I'd say it the other night, about them bricks and them rocks. Them boulders falling down here, fall on your friends, and you don't say nothing about it. And then finally, boulder fall on you. As you stuck up under it, looking, watching people pass you and stuff, you kind of remember all them people you passed. Kind of late. So, do something. Don't just accept the mediocrity presents itself. Oh, it's going to be a slow show because what I really want to talk about got me a new Twitter friend today, just who I needed to get. I'm going to be making some some deep moves, because, you know, I just said it, do something. And so I'm going to do something. I'm going to be asking for some neighborhood community friendship. So I keep telling you, telling people that I have a love of a neighborhood that was told it couldn't do anything, couldn't do nothing, but just happened to be the best neighborhood in the world, Bon-Ton. So, all of you Dyden Thomases and stuff, don't want to spread no rumor, but a lady on the street told me something today that I didn't know anything about. Probably because I hadn't really thought about it, or probably I was like the rest of y'all. I became complacent. But I understand that it's time to make some moves. It's time to do some of the stuff people talk about. And it's time to at least say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it no more. Or is it time for you to do what you already been doing, stay on your little horse and get out the way? Yeah, I'm looking through some paperwork right now. Because, what Sam Cooke said, change gon' come. I'm getting ready for the change. What you gonna be doing? But tell you what, I ain't gonna be doing like my uncle that stayed up on that roof waiting for some help. Lord came back and told him, I done sent you an airplane, a helicopter, and a big yacht. And just because you didn't see me, you wouldn't get on. So, like the wise man said, do something, even if it's wrong. I guarantee it'll create a change in something. I am trying to see what type of community events and things we'll be having during the next year. How many of you all read the Dallas Weekly? You start picking up the Dallas Weekly, I assure you, you'll see some changes. Even if it's just about people getting better, people doing better, people trying to make changes, because it's about to come. It is essential that we get up off our butts. For some reason, I know I'm repeating myself, we're becoming so complacent. You know, I really can't say. I don't know. I think I jumped on this topic too fast because I know I'm going to make a whole lot of enemies by it, but I'm just somewhat tired of seeing everything go downhill. Our kids, we're not producing any more artists. We're not producing any more writers and stuff like that. I was asked by one of my security questions the other day, who is my favorite artist, favorite writer. And I put into the system who it was.